This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Waldo Canyon fire burned into Colorado Springs a decade ago. That wildfire raised awareness of the threat of so-called ember assaults in suburban areas. Tony Chang leads the Colorado Forest Restoration Institute at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. He says if embers set one home on fire, it can spread quickly to other nearby structures.
Imagine a wall of outside of a house. It's basically a catcher's mitt for all these embers that are coming in from a fire.
He says homes need to be constructed and maintained so they can survive embers piling up without igniting. A ban on oil and gas leases is set to expire. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
The Bureau of Land Management last year was considering putting 119 parcels of public land up for auction for oil and gas leases. It ultimately only approved the sale of 9 of those parcels, 6 of which are up for auction this week. That includes about 2,400 acres of land in northern Colorado. Biden had paused federal oil and gas leasing when he took office. Since then, his administration has strengthened rules around which public lands can go up for auction. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Life expectancy dropped in Colorado for the second straight year in 2021, according to data from the state health department. It's the kind of decline not seen in decades. The average life expectancy for Colorado residents fell to 78 years in 2021. Before that, it was 70.4. You're listening to CPR News. It's 7:06.